T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The baseball game is over. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen on The Fan.
All right, it is a final, the game in the series, and the results are not good from Cincinnati as the Brewers fall in this third and final game of the three-game set, 6-1 final. Tim Allen punched in, ready to go here. It's a Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Austin, Texas, producing the show tonight again. And no offense. And you knew there would be a little struggle for some offense against Bauer. The dude's got such a, how can I put this in a friendly customer service kind of way? He's got such a punchable kind of look to him, doesn't he? The way he acts is probably worse than the way he looks. Just this Conor McGregor walk and this barking here and there and screaming. Probably one of those guys you'd love on your own team, but you hate him because he's on the other guys. I believe that he was in there for the seventh and eighth innings. This is just my opinion. Maybe not. Maybe they're trying to preserve bullpen arms for the stretch drive. I believe he was in there to get his ERA even lower. That's just my opinion, going for the Cy Young. He is a candidate here. He's now 5-4. What is his ERA? We'll have Austin check his ERA now. This is his final start prior to the season's end in the regular season. Wouldn't surprise me, however, if he gets an inning or two out of the pen just to buffer that ERA just a little bit more. But here's a guy on social media, Bauer, that got into it with Kyle Loesch. One of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet in your lifetime. Got into it with over social media prior to the season starts. 1.73 is his ERA now. So, well, he's got the most wins or tied for the most wins in the NL. He's got now a better ERA than Corbin Burns. I believe Burns is at .177. This dude at 1.73. However, Burnsy has a start left, and that's coming up tomorrow, game one of that five-game set. Got to turn the page on this one, but you know, the sloppy play at times is just confounding to me with this baseball team. How they can look so good in a great game last night. In just a playoff-type game. Hair-splitting, decision-making, just really nose to the grindstone type of game last night. And they come back out with this, and it's not for lack of a couple of opportunities here in this game. They did. How did you like the steal by Avisail Garcia in that first inning? You can look at that two ways. One would be, hey, man, don't run yourself out of an inning. Run this pitch count up. That's what now you guys know my opinion. There's nothing different with this offense. It's like sitting back watching a movie for Craig Counsell. There's no, you know, hit and run. There's no steal attempts. Hardly any steal attempts. There's no bunting, hitting behind runners is like pulling teeth, ton of strikeouts. In this case, I was not for the aggressive nature in the first inning because it was Bauer. You can't do this across the board. Your game plan has to be tailor-made against a particular pitcher, guys. It does. I think we can all agree on that. Your game plan in football has to be dependent on, number one, your strengths. And then number two, the weaknesses on the other side, on the other defense. So if you take that same philosophy into baseball, okay, use your strengths and then use it against the weaknesses. Your strength here this year isn't stolen bases. That's not your strength this year. It hasn't been since game one. And now you're down to five games left and you feel like you want to play aggressive against Bauer. That just, you know, my concern there in the first inning as we hit our game recap here, the leadoff base hit by Abisail Garcia on a 2-2 pitch. So there's five pitches right there. Then Christian Yelich runs it full, had he not been thrown out, but he runs it full. And he steals on the 2-2 pitch to Yelly. Now you're looking at, let's see, if it's full count, 3, 4, 5, 6 pitches minimum to Yelich, the 5 to Garcia, you're 11 pitches without recording an out for Trevor Bauer. This is what I'm talking about with a particular game plan against that guy. I understand a little bit later on where you're down 2-0, 3-0, and you say, okay, let's swing early. Let's go and try and get this guy. Let's just everybody jump on him. Everybody ambush him. But in that first inning, I just sort of a head scratcher to me. And I'm not being wishy-washy about this. This has to be a game plan against Bauer, which is different against other pitchers. The deal with Bauer is you got to get his pitch count up. You just do. And you had an opportunity right away in the first inning. Takes ball three on that, and Abisail Garcia is thrown out. It was overturned, originally ruled safe, but he's overturned. That's a really hair-splitting call, too. But, hey, what's right is right, and that's the replay, and they probably, at the end of the day, got it right. And then, of course, the next pitch, strikeout to Yelich. So now you're 11 pitches in, but you've got two outs. You just went from 11 pitches against Bauer with nobody out, Christian Yelich at the plate, to two outs in 11 pitches. And you let him off the hook. It's just what happened. He ends up going a total of 12 or 13 pitches in that inning. Wow. Reds get two in the bottom of the first inning. Hauser, a walk, a double, a homer. Votto with a two-run homer. 25 pitches for Adrian Hauser. A little concerning for Adrian Hauser. Coming in, his ERA in his last eight starts was over 6 in his last eight starts. You've got what you've got this year. You want to talk about the definition of growing pains and maturation time, take a good look at Adrian Hauser this year. I'm pretty confident that he's going to learn from this year. I'm pretty confident in that. He's got the ability, but it's 2-0 immediately into the third. 3 up, 3 down, a couple of strikeouts for the crew in the second, and Hauser with just a 2-out base hit in the bottom half. Off the board, though, so it stays a game. Reminiscent of last night, 2-0. 3 up, 3 down for the crew. Offense quickly on 6 pitches. That's where they decided to go out and try and get. You were in too much at that point. You knew he was starting to settle in at that point because you let him off the hook in the first. To me, there's no way they go 6 pitches with 3 outs in the third inning had they run the pitch count up in the first inning. Residual effects of the first inning. And you get caught in the third inning on just 6 pitches. Hauser, same thing, just a 2-out base hit in that third inning. He was up over 50 pitches in that third inning, but it's still 2-0 into the fourth inning. 3 up, 3 down for the crew. Notice the theme here, Bauer. 12 straight since the base hit by Garcia in that first inning. Jesse Winker leads off the bottom half of that fourth inning with a 1-2 hanger off Hauser, and it's 3-0. And really, at that point, I felt the game was over, guys. I hate to say that a 3-run deficit is the death nail, but I've followed this team as much as you guys. Yeah, 3-0 against Bauer on the road with this offense. Mm-mm. Wasn't going to happen. Hate to be the pessimist, and I'm normally the rah-rah guy, but it wasn't happening. Brewers, however, get that run back in the fifth inning. So, okay, now you start getting a little bit of hope here. Leadoff walk to Vogelbach. Keston Hira then just misses a 2-run homer. Man, you talk about a turning point. That's one of them. It's not the turning point in this game. Keston is involved in the turning point, I can tell you that. but it's not with a bat in his hand. It's with this alleged glove in his hand. but they end up, Keston ends up striking out on that after that foul ball. After a ground out by Jace Peterson, how about Orlando Arcia gets the Brewers on the board?
And a 1-1. And there's a smash into left center field, and that's to the gap. That'll get to the wall. That'll get the big man home as Arcia on his way to second, an RBI double. Brewers on the board.
And made a mistake with a fastball, and Arcia, that's not a guy you want to make a mistake with a fastball to. Excellent fastball hitter. Arcia able to get on top of one up.
Okay, 3-1 right there in the fifth inning. Now you're saying, you know, it's still mid-game here. Maybe Bauer's not going to go nine, is he? So maybe you can hold him right there at 3-1. Give yourself a little bit of chance. So what happens? The wheels come off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pop-up for the first out for Hauser. It started out well. Then a routine ground ball to Keston Hira, and he throws it away for a two-base error. That is the Great Lakes Dragway turning point in this baseball game. That's brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway, the legendary Great Lakes Dragway. Check out track rental and event information at greatlakesdragway.com. A turning point right there, because what did we talk about? Austin, were you in with me when we were talking about Keston Hira's defense?
Probably. We've talked about it numerous times. I don't think that's a one-time occurrence.
I'm not quite sure how a Major League Baseball player cannot throw a ball 38 feet or 42 feet into a big round 8-foot circle called the first baseman.
He
can cover pretty much 8 feet in either direction, just omnidirectional, just all the way around, just a big circle. Put a big hula hoop over there at first base. You can't throw a ball into that big circle. And you are a Major League Baseball player. Get it together, Keston, because I'll tell you what, that right there is going to cost maybe, I remember saying this about Ricky Weeks and his defense. I do. And those longtime listeners of me, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Tight ball games, really crucial games. My thought process was just hit it to anyone but Ricky Weeks. That's Keston right now. Project out, if his defense doesn't improve, project out when this team is in a game 7 of the NLCS, like they were a couple of years ago, a wild card, elimination game, a game 163 with a ton on the line, and Keston pulls this garbage? Because it is garbage. It's not just the once-in-a-while physical error. We all say, you know, the physical errors, they're going to happen. It's the mental errors that we get a little ticked off about. These are a lot of physical errors by Keston Hira, and he's got to knock it off. 16 errors in 84 games last year. 16 of them. Prorate that. You don't need to be a mathematician to prorate out a 30-error season at second base. That's got to stop for Keston Hira. It just does. I'm worried about the future and the defense with Keston Hira. Maybe in that sole regard, we need to hope for a DH, universal DH moving forward. So there's your turning point. Runner at second base, a 3-1 game, one out, and Hauser says, thanks a lot, Keston, because Craig Counsell probably told Hauser, you give up a base runner, I got to come and get you. In a 3-1 game, I got to go get you. You haven't been super sharp lately. Well, basically all year, outside of your first two starts. I got to come and get you. So Hauser probably looks over and gives a side eye to Keston. Yeah, thanks, dude. As he leaves, Alex Claudio, after 4 1/3 from Hauser, Alex Claudio summoned from the bullpen. Here we go again. walk. Because 4-pitch walk to Votto from Claudio. And then that dude. Yep, see how it snowballs? Keston, see how this works? I firmly believe Hauser gets out of that inning without that error. But instead, there's two on, and there's only one out still, and that dude does it again against the Brewers. Eugenio Suarez takes him yard. There's a turning point, too, with Great Lakes Dragway. A 3-run home run. An error, a walk, a big hit, and it's 6-1 and game over. Brewers, however, they weren't going to go down without a little bit of a fight. In the sixth inning, here we go, Nottingham reaches on air. Thank you. Let's move the line here. Come on now. Little base hit by Avisail Garcia. First and third now, and I have no idea why Nottingham would be going to third base there. Down by five runs. Never, ever, ever, Jacob Nottingham, Ed Cedar, you guys know this. You don't make the first out at third base ever. What's the rule? What's the Tim Allen rule? Unless you can walk in backwards to third base, you shouldn't be going. That ball may have gotten him if it was on target a little bit, but it didn't. So, okay. Avoided disaster right there and avoided a Tim Allen rant big time if he's thrown out right there. Those are the fundamentals of the game. Stop it. Knock it off. So first and third with nobody out. Down five, I grant you, in the sixth inning. And guess who's up? Our boy. Your boy. Everyone's boy. It's Christian Yelich. Who, raise your hand if you just don't feel confident in Christian Yelich right now. Not only the numbers indicate this, I still feel he can get hot. Not only the numbers indicate this, his body language indicates this. Everything is an indicator with this dude that I just don't feel right with him. I'm sorry. It's a crazy season when it has come to that. He's constantly now nitpicking at the referees, umpires behind the dish, constantly. It's almost in every at-bat occurrence. Now, the umpiring was horrible tonight, again, behind the plate. I'll give you that. But still, Christian, I think whatever Justin Smoke had, he left for you, Christian. Because I wanted Justin Smoke's jersey number to be 02. I think we ought to switch the 1-8 for the 02. Or, I'm sorry, the 22 for the 0-2 for the counts that he's in. Because there again, 0-2 and a strikeout to Yelich. Oh, by the way, just first and third trying to get back in the game. One swing of the bat, and you're right back in this thing against a strikeout to Jerko. First and third, no outs, strikeout, and yeah, you know what happens next. So a strikeout right there. Again, Bauer buckles in, and he's good. Guys, don't get me wrong. I'm being a lot, there's a lot of cynicism here. Strikeout. A dozen of them for Trevor Bauer. Bat to ball skills. Haven't we heard of this before? Bat to the ball. Yardley comes in, Corey Knebel comes in, Ray Black comes in, and Bauer goes eight innings, and there's your final, 6-1. I have a tough time even finding a Chevy MVP in this game. You want to suggest one, Austin? I'm not sure who it is.
I mean, I guess Orlando, since he drove in a run, but other than that, there really isn't much to choose from.
I guess so. Orlando Arcia, your Chevy MVP in a Brewers 6-1 loss, brought to you by Chevy, the new 2020 Chevy Silverado, at your local Chevy dealers or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell and Adrian Hauser. And, you know, your thoughts on all of the above here, random disconnected topics here. We're going to be all over the board for about the next hour or so. I never know what curveball I'm going to throw you soon on this show, so stick around for that. Again, Adrian Hauser, not good tonight. 4 1/3, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Keston Hira didn't help. Bauer's a tough customer, don't get me wrong. I didn't have big hopes coming into this game. Again, as much as a cheerleader as I can be, but Bauer's good. I mean, it's like an opponent facing Corbin Burns right now. It is. You just don't feel good about it. I didn't feel good coming in. They were in this game. They were in this game to mid-game. And again, it's, decision-making in the first inning. That's the biggest problem I have with this game, is the decision-making in that first inning. Garcia, where are you going when we're working up a pitch count on Bauer? The Reds' bullpen has not been great. One of their dudes, Garrett, is unavailable tonight. Antone, you slapped around yesterday. He wasn't going to pitch tonight. They were in trouble in that bullpen. I mean, these are the types of communication skills that maybe need to be a little bit better. Work that pitch count up. Hey, Garcia, you're not going anywhere, man. We're already at 11 pitches for Bauer. He hadn't even recorded an out yet. If he throws one more ball, you got two on, nobody out, and he's 12 pitches in. And then maybe you throw a haymaker in that first inning. 799-1250, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen after a pretty big loss. They're all big now. Now we got a scoreboard watch. I want to take a peek at that scoreboard. We'll check it out next here. Need some help from the Kansas City Royals. We need the Phillies to lose. Right in the middle of a pennant race. That's part of the fun here as the Brewers down to five games left. Five with the Cards starting tomorrow. We'll be back here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to dive into the box score for today's game on The Fan. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. On the web at liuna113.org.
All right, 6-1 final. The Brewers lose the game and the series to fall one game under 500, one game behind Cincinnati, and we'll take a look at what the Cardinals are doing, what the Phillies are doing. We know what the Reds did. In fact, here's another random disconnected thought inserted by Austin, Texas. Ed Cedar. You know, I was talking about the Nottingham play, going first to third, down five runs. You're pressing the envelope, you're pushing the envelope down five runs. I don't know if that's Cedar, but the mere fact that we bring up Ed Cedar's name as brought out by Austin, would probably not a good thing, right?
I'd say that.
No. Honestly, those that aren't knee deep into baseball should probably, you know, the casual fans shouldn't even know who the third base coach is on most teams. Why do we have probably every 10 days of this season a conversation about Ed Cedar? I don't know why that is. Well, I guess I do know why that is. All right, so there's a random disconnected thought. Another random disconnected thought is Adrian Hauser. Going in the wrong direction. Adrian is done for the season in terms of starting. So I will say this, that I believe he'll have a rotation spot next year. And I believe he will pitch a lot better next year. He's going to end the season with a 5.4 ERA in, what, 10 starts? 11 starts? Not good. Not good for Adrian Hauser, considering the way he started. Maybe he ought to go back to vomiting on the mound, as he's done that twice. See, again, random disconnected 11 starts. Okay. Yeah, maybe, again, cynical tonight. Random disconnect. There are five games left. So we'll wipe this one away. The Cardinals, what is the score of that Cardinal game, Austin, before I get into the box score here? Because... yeah, there you go. That's a huge game. That's almost like a Brewers win right now, guys. Think about it. You go into that series down two games, you have to go 4 of 5 to overtake the Cardinals. 3-2 doesn't get it done. 3-2 gets it done if you go in trailing by one, which is certainly what it looks like is going to happen. How about the Philadelphia Phillies? How are they doing?
Sorry, the Phillies already won today. They topped the Nationals pretty good, 12-1.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit of a runaway. They were down early, but then they ran away with
sorry,
it. Oh, so,
sorry, 12-3. And Brock Holt also pitched the end of the game for the Nationals.
Okay.
It's a fun fact.
All right. Yeah, let's not forget about that. So there you go. And the Brewers are going to drop, in theory, then, out of the playoffs today. They were in yesterday. Well, they were in starting play today. They're going to drop back out, teetering right there. You got to scrape together a win. So I'm so cynical tonight that I'm going to read you the box score here. Laborers International Union Local 113 going inside the box with your Cincinnati Reds. How about that? I'm so cynical. I'm going to read the red side of the offense and pitching Akiyama tonight. He goes 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Maybe I'm applying to be the Cincinnati Reds postgame host tonight. Castellanos goes 0-for-4 with a run scored. Joey Votto, how about that? 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored, 2 knocked in, 1 walk with that 2-run home run. Breaks his 0-for-22 skid against the Brewers tonight with that 2-run shot. They had him hitless for the season. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. Eugenio Suarez goes 2-for-4, run scored, 3 RBIs. What else is new for Suarez against the Brewers? Moustakas, 1-for-4. Winker, 1-for-3 with a run scored, 1 RBI, 1 walk. Aquino goes 0-for-4. Galvis, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Check that, 2 strikeouts. Tucker Barnhart goes 1-for-3. Pitching lines, how about Trevor Bauer tonight? 8 innings, 4 hits, a run. It was earned, 1 walk, and 12 strikeouts against this potent Brewers offense. Wade Miley, the former Brewer, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs. The Reds get 6 runs on 6 hits with an error. The Brewers just 1 run on 5 hits, 1 error. The win goes to Bauer. He is now 5-4. Hauser with the loss is 1-6 this year. A 5.40 ERA is where he's going to end up on the season, unless it is Wednesday here. Let's think about this. Is Hauser really done for the season? Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I think an emergency services sort of thing. I think he might be available for Sunday. If you think about it, if they need something on Sunday, I think he would be available. Makes you wonder, Trevor Bauer was moved up a short rest to go for this game. You wonder if Corbin Burnes might have been put in the same situation. I don't know if I was necessarily all for that, but Burnsy to start tomorrow. And the Brewers fall 1 game under 500. Here's another number to think about. Brewers are now on the season 0-for-9 while trying to get over 500. Prior to tonight, they were at 500 8 times throughout the season. 8 times they had a crack to get over 500. And tonight was number 9. We know what happened. They fall a game out. They fall a game under. And now there's just 5 games left here in the 2020 championship season as they fall. They can't score. And when you're striking out 12 times, I'm not saying bunt every time up. That's not what I'm saying. And sometimes you tip your cap. Hey, Bauer's good. He is good. He's a really good pitcher, one of the best in the business. He is. But it did look a little on the feeble side of things, just getting the ball in play a little bit. But I go back to that first inning, also another turning point as well. 799-1250, if you want to jump in here. As the Brewers fall in Game 3 of this 3-game set, that's why last night's game, guys, was so damn big. If it weren't for last night's victory, it's a pretty obvious statement, they would have been swept in this series. And that was my fear going into the series based on the pitching matchups. That's why last night's win gave you just a little wiggle room. Let's you breathe a little bit. And they're breathing. They're alive, guys. They are alive, despite losing tonight 6-1. Craig Counsell up next. We'll also hear from today's starter, Adrian Hauser, as you're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen, after a Brewers Game 3 loss, they're all big. Just 5 games left here in the campaign. I'm at that point where I miss it already. We'll be back on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on The Fan.
Adrian Hauser cannot be happy about his performance tonight. So we're going to hear from the Brewers right-hander coming up in just a little bit. It's not like he gave up the 7-run inning, and but still, Brewers offense needs to help these guys out a little bit once in a while. They do. And, you win a squeaker yesterday 3-2. You did just enough. But, you lose that game yesterday 2-1, and this is an entirely different outlook on this season. So, we should still be celebrating that victory yesterday. That it did buy you another day to have a little bump in the road like today. And again, we can justify a loss any time we get. And it is a bad loss, and don't get me wrong. However, yesterday's win made this a little less of a bad loss. It did. That's the fact. Because they got back to even. They're just, again, they're just a game back of Cincinnati. Reds need to go play that Twins team, and they got a ton to play for. I don't see the Reds staying on this roll. Well, who knows? It is one series against the Minnesota Twins, but Twins aren't going to lie down for you. It's not like you're going in and playing, you know, the Royals, although the Royals are stepping up a little bit. Before we hear from Craig Counsell, if you guys want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. I cannot get over celebrating yesterday's victory. I can't, because I kind of knew this game here. You were behind the eight ball a little bit, and we have to start calling what is that there is a bad offense here, and you can't trust them to any degree within an inning, within a game. You just don't know what you're going to get on a nightly basis with this Brewers offense. They can look great for a game and then go to sleep for three games. And that's why it didn't look good on paper tonight, and that played out. A dozen strikeouts through eight innings for Trevor Bauer. I mean, he's good, but you know, they got him in trouble, a first and third. First and third with nobody out. They got him in trouble a little bit in that first inning, and a lot of people are going to look at that box score and say, well, he threw a scoreless first inning on 13 pitches. No, but it was way deeper than that, guys. There was a runner on first and a full count to Christian Yelich through 10 pitches with nobody out. That to me, man, you kind of thought that would come back to haunt him in terms of a deep Trevor Bauer start. All right, is this Ryan or Brian? Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're on the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show.
Hey, Tim. I appreciate the positivity as always. I just want to comment on something you touched on before the last break about Corbin Burnes not going tonight. Yeah, it seemed like that was never considered, but I guess I was saying after last night, I was saying they got to move him up into tonight because it just seemed like you want to go with your best guy, and it's not just your best guy. It's truly your best guy in baseball, you know. The fact that I thought they could have pitched him tonight on 3 days rest, brought him back Sunday on 3 days rest again, you could have had start against the Reds, against the Cardinals. I don't know. I thought that was, to me, a no-brainer. You're just going for it. But just curious about your thoughts, whether or not it was clear-cut that shouldn't have happened. I appreciate the positivity, sir.
Yeah, you got it, Ryan. Call anytime. Just a huge Brewers fan, that's all. So, I wondered if there were even conversations about moving him up. Or it was just play safe, middle of the fairway. Let's not do too much. You know, you've got that hole. You guys have been out on the course. Austin, you can relate to this. You've been golfing a million holes this summer. I mean, so do you want to really go for it? Or do you want to just play up a little bit, play it safe? You're having a good day today, right? Isn't that the way you look at certain holes?
Yeah, I don't know. When you're down three strokes with two holes to go, you kind of got to start going for it.
Okay, fair enough. Now, were the Brewers in a little bit of a holding pattern, thinking that they could win one of the first two games of this series? That may have determined the Corbin Burnes thing, that they felt, not to say that, you know, they were going to scramble the Jets had they lost last night and then thrust Burnes in. They were just banking on the fact, we're going to make our decision now and stick with it. But it's based on, we need one of these first two games. Now, I agree with you, Ryan, that he probably should have been moved up and then go toe-to-toe with Bauer. You really want to see a Cy Young off? That would have been tonight. That would have been cool to see. And then go again on 3 days rest. It doesn't mean that he has to, since when do Brewers pitchers go eight innings? Anyway. Craig Counsell gets an itchy trigger finger when it gets to the fifth inning, doesn't he? These guys' pitch counts are a little elevated for me. They're not there yet. They're not upwards in the elite level yet in that regard, where their pitch counts determine. Their pitch counts are always a little high. That's just the way it is with this Brewers team. And Craig Counsell has been just a guru with going to the pen at times, most times. I know the DH has screwed that up this year, but I would have done it just because you get this shot, 3 days rest. I would have consulted with Corbin. Maybe they did, and that's a behind-the-closed-doors discussion, and Corbin did not feel comfortable with it. I'd be surprised about that and honestly somewhat disappointed in that. Most of these guys are competitors. Most of these guys say, absolutely, I want the ball. I'll go on 3 days rest. And then, you know, it doesn't mean maybe the Brewers' offense in tonight's game or in his next start take off and put up 7 runs through 4 innings. Then you can lay off Corbin a little bit and be protected that way also. So I'm with you, Ryan. I think it should have been at least considered. And maybe they're in a different spot right now. You never know. Or maybe, and as I mentioned this the other night, that you should have been thinking about this way before this week. This should have been programmed and patterned out back when they had 3 off days in the span of, what, 8 days? That should have been all assembled and lined up then instead of this scramble the Jets kind of mode here. You know, you had to move Anderson for, you know, for a reason. Lindblom left the team for a little bit. And you did have a short start in there as well. So I know things can happen. But in terms of your studs, let's get the most out of them that you can. Don't give that guy the day off just simply because the team has a day off. Keep him on his rotation so you can utilize. What if he would have pitched yesterday in Anderson's spot? I mean, maybe that's a little different. Or Monday, if you backed him up into Monday. I mean, just think about all those different opportunities. Again, to answer your question, I'm with you. You should have pitched today on 3 days rest. 3 days rest again. You get him in the Cardinals series. You get 2 starts out of one of the best pitchers in the National League. You maximize him on a roll. Just saying. All right, let's get to Craig Counsell. And then we'll get to Adrian Hauser in a little bit as well, as Adrian's pretty much done. He's done with starts. He may end up out of the pen. It's possible toward Sunday. But let's get to Counts here after the Brewers fall in Game 3. They lose the series after this 6-1 loss.
Craig, was Bauer pretty much what you expected? Not. You had a couple of cracks at him, but he doesn't give you many, does he?
Yeah, I mean, what I would say tonight is his breaking ball was, he used his breaking ball a lot more and kind of expected that. He's been up in his breaking ball usage, but he just threw a bunch of good sliders to the righties and a bunch of good curveballs to the lefties. He pitched very well.
How about Adrian, Craig? If that's his last start, what should he carry into this offseason when he thinks back on this year?
Well, I don't think this is going to be Adrian's last start. I think we're going to need Adrian. I thought there were some encouraging things tonight. I thought he was throwing harder tonight, which was encouraging. After the home run to Votto, I thought he settled in and threw the ball pretty well. Tonight was kind of a night where I thought he really did his job against the right-handed hitters and did what he was supposed to do. He made a mistake to Winker with 2 strikes. But other than that, I thought he threw a pretty good game.
Craig, is it fair to say that that's going to be his next step, to figure out lefties, just being a little more tough on lefties?
Yeah. I mean, I think I think that's generally a starting pitcher. Often it's a starting pitcher's, what they have to figure out, that opposite sided hitter. If you're not a changeup guy, often that's the, or nasty breaking ball, and it's a sinker. That's what Adrian is. That's often the challenge. So, that's going to be part of the challenge, sure.
Do you think some of the issues he's had with like one big inning at times, is that just part of normal development for a young starter?
Well, I think I don't know if that necessarily was the issue today. At times that's been an issue. And I think the big inning often is just, kind of getting to the next pitch, no matter what's going on around you, is not letting anything snowball. There's been some games you could say that maybe. I don't think that was the case today.
What does the length that he gave you tonight do for you moving forward, 4 1/3 innings?
We're fine going into tomorrow. We're in good shape. We're in good shape for the St. Louis series, you know, is what I'd say. We'd like to, you know, just getting through that fifth inning was key, you know, and I thought we had a chance to get through it, and then who knows, but because they scored there, we put up a bunch of zeros, which is good. And you know, we're in good shape. I mean, we're ready to rock with that, with our bullpen in St. Louis.
Craig, do you feel like Keston has committed more errors lately? Is that tied at all? Do you think what's been going on at the plate?
No, I don't. You can look at that. I don't know if that's the case. He's had some throwing issues of late, which has popped up from time to time. He made a bad throw tonight. You know, that was plain and simple.
Craig, they scored every one of their runs in this series on home runs. You had mentioned that you got to keep guys off base in front of them, and that error by Keston and then the four-pitch walk by Claudio, then Suarez, boom, and now, you know, the game gets broken up. That's the key, right, to them is, you know.
That's what it is. And I think, the base runners change kind of your ability to pick a little bit more and to be a little more careful. And that's what happens when those guys, that's kind of what you're talking about. When I'm talking about when guys are on base, you gotta, you know, there's less places to put them and less room to maneuver through an inning and maneuver through a lineup.
We keep asking these big picture questions, but it's that time of year now. How do you view this series coming up in St. Louis? I mean, this is it.
Yep. This is it.
Craig, what about, you know, this, I think this is the eighth or ninth time you failed to get over 500. You know, the race has been forgiving this year, but you can't, I mean, can you count on that to the very end, not getting over 500?
There's no roadblock at 500. We just haven't played a good game. We haven't played good enough to win that particular game, unfortunately. So, we're going to have to be at least 500 to be in contention. I know that. If you get over 500, then you're looking pretty good. But, it's simple as that. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say we got to win at least three and probably four to probably assure getting in.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the Gene Wagner Plumbing Are You Kidding Me moment of the game on The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Now, I don't know if you guys heard what I just heard, but the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game with Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. It didn't happen during the game. It happened after the game, and it happened during that speech by Craig Counsell. First of all, in doing this for a long, many years, guys, many, many years ago, somebody taught me and guided me in interviewing that don't give them the answer. Ask the question. Don't give them the answer. So what do you think of this series here at the end? I'm not naming names. I'm not picking on anyone. I've done it too, but... this final series here, five games left, five game against the St. Louis Cardinals. So this is it, right? I love Craig Counsell's sense of humor. Yeah, this is it. Okay. Now, I don't know if you caught this. We were just talking about this, about moving Corbin Burnes up. And so... Adrian Hauser has an ERA of over 6 in his last 9 starts. 9. Not 9 innings. 9 starts. That's like the whole season. Josh Lindblom got banished from the rotation for a cup of coffee or two there for having the same issue, an ERA of over six. We'll attach this to the prior caller. Ryan had said this. Check this out, what counsel just said.
Well, I don't think this is going to be Adrian's last start. I think we're going to need Adrian.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure this out in my head. Today is Wednesday. Normally, a starting pitcher gets 4 days rest. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Whoops. No. Unless he's referring to postseason, they're going to go with unless. Now, again, that may have been what he's referring to. If he's referring to the confidence level of him getting into the playoffs, and then Adrian gets a start there, unless that's the case, this makes no sense at all. You tell me, does this sound like a guy that is going to start Adrian Hauser on Sunday? Because that would be 3 days rest, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Be back up on Sunday. Or does it sound like he's a guy that's pretty confident in getting into the playoffs?
Well, I don't think this is going to be Adrian's last start. I think we're going to need Adrian.
I'm hoping it's because he thinks he's getting into the playoffs. Because if not, why didn't you move Corbin up for at least one short rest start and potentially two? He would have moved up to start tonight on short rest and then potentially another one for Sunday. So it's okay to move Adrian Hauser up to start? I don't want to freak out too much because he may have meant postseason. And if that's the case, then I'm good with that. But are you kidding me? If it's the other way, are you kidding me? Right? You are kidding me. That you're going to have Adrian Hauser pitch on short rest, but not Corbin Burns at least once and maybe twice on short rest. Oof. Stay tuned for more. Because if Adrian Hauser starts on Sunday, just I'm going to retroact my rant. And we'll go back to this comment here because I don't see any other way to look at it. Why would you do that? I'm going to hang my hat on this. I'm going to sleep well tonight knowing that Craig Counsell is so confident that this team is going to hit the postseason that he is talking about Adrian Hauser starting in a playoff series. Because when you do the math there, he's probably going to have to. If the season extends past Sunday, you're probably going to have to use Hauser. Let's just agree. Austin, what do you think? Is he talking about playoffs or is he talking about Sunday?
I think he's talking about Sunday. I mean, do you? Yeah, I don't. I mean, you're not in a playoff position right now. I don't think you can, you know, be confidently saying, I think he'll start in the playoffs. Nor do I really want him starting the game in the playoffs at this point.
Well, you might be forced to, though. I mean, honestly. I mean, the way it sits now, it's Burns tomorrow. Lindblom is one of the games on Friday. That's a doubleheader on Friday. So we'll see what happens there. Woody on Saturday. And then it'll be, I would assume, Brett Anderson on Sunday. I don't know why they just don't announce that. But it's listed as TBA for Sunday?
There is no Sunday at all right now. They only go through Saturday. But both of the Friday doubleheaders are to be determined right now.
Yeah, Anderson pitched yesterday. So that would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Regular rest for a starter. Coming off, by the way, a brilliant performance yesterday for Brett Anderson. So is that another clue that Adrian Hauser may start on Sunday? Oh, the gavel's going to pound here. I mean, but our last caller, Ryan, you are right on the money here. And it just doubled in. If Craig Counsell is talking about Hauser on short rest and he didn't do it for Burns, let's see if it goes tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Could it be, well, tomorrow is Thursday. Saturday, Sunday. It can't be Burns on 2 days rest. Wow. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Now I'm gonna assume. So you take a note on this, Austin. Check this box that let's go retro rant on Sunday if Adrian Hauser starts. And we'll go back and play this piece of audio. So still a road to hoe by then, though, that's for sure, as the Brewers are one game under 500. I'm not sure. Just final thoughts here before we hit the break and get to Adrian Hauser. Final thoughts on this 500 thing. Yeah, I guess I could see why you're looking at it that way, Craig Counsell. Like, you're going to have to be 500 or better or things like that when you look at the landscape. But you're also sort of looking at other people, other teams losing and making sure a 500 does get you in. I don't think the number matters at all. I don't think your record even matters right now. What matters is games back or games in. That's what matters, doesn't it? It doesn't matter if you're one game under 500, who gives a rip? So you get in, you get in. Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that. I didn't like that whole 500 discussion there. But anyway, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Brewers fall 6-1 in large part to lack of offense. The other part, Hauser, I'm this close to saying deserved a better fate, but I don't think he was that sharp at all. I really don't. I think the pitch count was up in the first two innings. He was at 50. He was 50 in the third inning. So I'm not sure. I get back in your guy, but I don't think this was a great performance from Adrian Hauser by any stretch. We'll be back here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to go inside the clubhouse to hear what the players are saying after today's game on The Fan. It's brought to you by Window Select. Right now, buy one and get one free, plus no payments until 2021. Call Window Select today at 262-703-3500.
6-1, Brewers fall in this third and decisive game in this series, that's for sure. Trevor Bauer, a dozen strikeouts through eight innings against this Brewers offense. Adrian Hauser, 4 1/3. That's that pitch count up early, and that did him in, really. The error does not help in that fifth inning. He did sort of settle in, guys. He did. He gave up the solo shot to a Winker after the two-run home run in the first to Votto. But, you know, three runs probably through five isn't the worst thing in the world. But when your offense is going up against Bauer, that's all the wiggle room you get. You don't get any more. So it's almost like Hauser was in a tough spot today. I mean, he could not make any mistakes in this one. And either way, he was going to look at like, oh, man. It wasn't, I guess, an awful start. But I don't think it was, by any stretch, a good start. He may start again on Sunday, as we were just discussing here, which is puzzling to me that with the off days a week and a half ago, you had a bunch. You could have lined all this up, at least with your studs, that is Woodruff and Burns, to make sure they get the most starts down the stretch. And if Hauser goes on Sunday, he's going to get more starts down the stretch than Corbin Burns. You tell me. I'm starting to get angry. Angrier about that as well. But let's hear inside the clubhouse. Let's hear from Adrian Hauser.
Adrian, you guys have done a good job shutting Votto down all year, really. Is it just putting a pitch in the wrong place, or do you think you got a good swing on a good pitch?
You know, he put a good swing on it, but it was supposed to be a little bit more in and just kind of leaked over the middle of the plate. And, you know, he did what he's supposed to do with that pitch. So, you know, there's just more execution right there.
Adrian, you guys still have work to do, obviously, but with your final start in the books, are you able to think about what you make of this season and where it fits into your development?
I haven't started thinking about it yet, but I'm sure over the next couple of days, just depending on what happens, I'll, you know, start thinking about the season and moving forward into the offseason. But, you know, we got five games left, and hopefully we can, you know, win those games and get into the playoffs.
Just to follow up on that, Adrian, does it go without saying that you'll probably be a little unsatisfied with the way it went for you personally?
Yeah, definitely. 2020 didn't go the way that I planned or hoped. So yeah, definitely not satisfied with it. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of work going into this offseason.
Adrian, they scored all of their runs in this series on home runs. It looks like that's the whole key to beating them, is to keep the ball in the park. But particularly, you can't let guys get on base in front of their boppers, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, they're putting some good swings on some good pitches, and, you know, they're even putting good swings on mistakes like they're supposed to. So, yeah, you just got to keep them off balance and try to, you know, keep as many guys off the base pass as you can, and don't give them free passes.
Trevor Bauer kind of comes as advertised, doesn't he? He's, you know, one of the best for a reason. He didn't really let you guys get much going tonight.
No, you know, we tried to put some pressure on him there in, what, it was the fourth inning, I believe, and, you know, he did a very good job of working himself out of that and stuff. So, you know, he's having a really good year, and he's a really good pitcher.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the current electric spark of the game during today's game on The Fan. Go to callcurrent.com for your superhero electricians.
All right, 6-1, the final. You just heard from Adrian Hauser. Hey, straight-up dude, man. He's not going to be happy with this. Who would be? And he just has to come out and say it, and he did. Interesting to note that you just heard in there all the runs scored in the series by Cincinnati via the home run ball. And you wonder why I lose my mind on walks? You have a walk habit? I'm running a baseball team. You're not going to be here long. It's that simple. I know walks happen occasionally. They do. Everyone has a little bout of wildness. But, you know, going into a series like this, you know, Cincinnati hasn't changed their colors. It's almost as if all the runs via the home run ball, it's almost as if, like, Grandal and Kane and Yelich and Braun and Keston and Moustakas. Doesn't that bring back memories of the long ball? Brewers lead the league in home runs. Brewers hitting home runs at a historic pace. Must be nice.
Miss that.
I do miss that too. I just do. I think a lot of people do. You think about that lineup though. By the way, the spark of the game with Current Electric is Orlando Arcia. Hey, what else we got? We have a fifth inning RBI double. Check it out.
And a 1-1. And there's a smash into left center field, and that's to the gap. That'll get to the wall. That'll get the big man home as Arcia on his way to second, an RBI double. Brewers on the board.
And made a mistake with a fastball, and Arcia, that's not a guy you want to make a mistake with a fastball to. Excellent fastball hitter. Arcia able to get on top of one up.
Yeah, and he made the score 3-1 at that time, sparking up a Brewers rally. No, but it didn't happen. They fall 6-1. But going back to the conversation before, you think about that Grandal, Moustakas, Shaw, Braun, Keston, Kane, Yelly. That was such a stacked lineup, wasn't it? My goodness. Boy, I miss those days. I really do. Let's see where the Brewers are in this playoff chase here as they fall in this one. And again, I'm just trying to figure out, just spinning the dials upstairs here between the ears, of how in the world Adrian Hauser gets a start on short rest, but Corbin Burnes doesn't. Or Brandon Woodruff, for that matter, doesn't go on short rest either. All right, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen after a Brewers 6-1 loss.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, and it's time to check the Major League scoreboard on The Fan.
All right, final couple of minutes here. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Brewers fall 6-1 tonight, and now you do a little scoreboard watching as we bring in Austin, Texas here, and you have the Cardinal game still going. I think they're toward the tail end, the final few outs of that game, but they're going to lose that game. They're down what?
12-1, heading into the top of the ninth. It's the Cardinals' last at-bat.
Okay, so they're going to lose that game. That means there's a tie for second place between the Reds and the Cardinals. And the Brewers will find themselves one game back of both of those teams. I mean, that is... hey, with five to play, I mean, this still is right in front of them. Now, to get second place, it's obvious that they're going to need some help by the Cincinnati Reds to lose one additional game here to let the Brewers at least tie them. So that's the unfortunate thing with this loss right here, is that you put yourself into a scoreboard watch situation against the Cincinnati Reds. However, we checked the Phillies score, and what do? They win big, right?
Yep, 12-3, Phillies beat the Nationals.
How about the San Francisco Giants?
Good news just came across the screen. It was a nothing-nothing game in the third inning. The Rockies squeaked out a run. It's now 1-0 Rockies heading to the bottom of the third.
Over the Giants. So if the Giants lose, then the Giants would be what?
They would have...
Because there's a half game pending here with the
outcome. Yeah, it would be a half game lead for the second spot.
A half game lead for that second spot, whereas the first spot is sort of a virtual tie between St. Louis and Cincinnati. And in theory, one of them is going to get the top spot. So you have a couple of different ways in here. If one of these teams, well, let's just say Cincinnati, for example, they go on a three-game losing streak. Oh, man, that just opens the door wide open for the Brewers. Let's say the Brewers go 3-2 in these final five against the Cardinals. They pick up that one game, so now the Brewers and Cardinals are tied. Well, they're still going to have the door open a little bit by the Cincinnati Reds, so still a lot to be determined here. And that's why you look to tomorrow's game as a huge game. To take a one-zip lead. Last time the Brewers faced this Cardinal team in a five-game set last week, Monday through Wednesday, Brewers took 3 of 5. They do that again, they're at least tied with the Cardinals, and then something's got to give on the tiebreaker if Cincinnati doesn't let them in by not, you know, giving up a little ground. So you do have several different ways that this thing could shake out. I guess the easiest path would be, go 4-1 against this Cardinal team, you're going to be in great shape. I mean, you're in. You're going to be in. Because I don't see the Giants rattling off the rest of their games and the Reds rattling off the rest of their games. So you're going to be in. That's tough, though. It's on the road. It's in St. Louis. Been a crazy year. It's going to be a hard-fought series again. It's going to be Corbin Burnes against the left-hander. Byung-Young Kim. For the Cardinals, looks pretty good. His numbers look really decent, although Brawny's going to be back in that lineup tomorrow, and he feasts on left-handers. He's a left-hander. 2-0 is his record, and a 1.59 ERA. That's 7 appearances, 6 starts, guys. That's a pretty good pitcher. Went 7 innings, gave up 3 hits against the Brewers last time he faced them last week. So this kid's going to be tough, and he's on the mound. But look at the other side of things. Corbin Burnes, 4-0, 11 appearances, 8 of them starts, and a .177 ERA. Come on, Corbin. Just keep this offense, buy this offense some time. Honestly, if Corbin Burnes ends up going, you know, 6 2/3, a 3-run ball, I have zero problem with that. Just keep him in the game at this point. And then you go from there. Austin, any other news around the league?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Just hanging on hope that Brewers can sneak in here. Keeping an eye on this Giants game.
All right, great. We do have the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show tomorrow prior to game one in this five-game set against the St. Louis Cardinals. And that'll get on the air at 6. That's a 7:15 first start in St. Louis tomorrow. As, again, Burnes on the hill. And after the last pitch, you make the switch. We'll see you right here for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Unfortunate final tonight as the Brewers fall to Trevor Bauer and the Cincinnati Reds 6-1. There'll be better days, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, pre and post. Just 5 games left in the 2020 championship season. Let's hope that we're celebrating a victory tomorrow, because they're all big celebrations. Have a great night and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.